Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I am your host, Stephanie Wallace, and this is the second Monday of the month, so you are listening to Girl Talk with me and Ms. Z. Today we're going to be talking to Ms. Z. We're just going to be kicking it, if you will, talking about what's going on new in the community. In our community, rather. We are live in New York City, and so we're going to be talking about what's going on in the disability community in New York, at least as far as we know. We're waiting on Ms. Z to call in, but in the meantime, I will talk with you and let you know I am feeling good. I am feeling very positive today, and hoping that you guys can feel that too. I just had a wonderful, wonderful talk with my daughter for about the last hour, but I set my alarm this time because you guys know the last time I had a talk with somebody, I talked right on past the time for the show. But we had a great talk, and we were talking about being appreciative and being grateful, you know, for the things that are going on in your life, you know, and even though everything might not be positive or as you expect them to be, it doesn't mean that it's a negative thing. It just may be an entrance into the next stage of your life. We're talking about things like losing a job and how that door closing might be an opening to another path in your life, maybe school, maybe a better job, or whatever it was. But it was a great conversation to have with my daughter, who is young. You know, so, you know, sometimes young people tend to have a certain mindset. But I see Ms. V is with us, so we're going to click on Ms. V and get started with Girl Talk, okay? Hey, Ms. V, how are you?
Hi, sweetie, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hi,
I'm
how
docking
are you?
Your pay. I'm docking your pay. I'm good.
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
Okay. So today we're going to, you know, our Girl Talk is going to be open. We're just going to open forum. We're just going to talk. And one of the things, just, you know, how have you been since the last time we've talked on Girl Talk? How's it been?
I'm good. I'm great.
Good.
Really good. Everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keep it busy.
We saw each other. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said I've been keeping busy.
Oh, okay. We saw each other last night at the Super Bowl party. Did you have fun?
I enjoyed it. I'm not a football person, so I stayed behind the beans. But me and the girls who were not interested, we just sat back there chit-chatting, girl talking.
Okay. I won. You know, I was focused on that game. Not that I'm not even a football fan. But I am a professional crap talker. And
okay.
Me and my son-in-law, we have this thing when it comes time for Super Bowl. We make a stupid bet of some sort. Our last bet was I had to give up. At the time, I didn't have TV, so I used this device called Roku. And Roku allows you to get, different programs and things like that, different like Netflix, Hulu, you know, all these different things on your TV. And I had to give that up for a week because I lost. Year before that, I think it was he had to cut his hair. He used to have this long hair, this long ponytail. And so, you know, we just do these dumb bets that I never, ever win. I have not won one bet yet.
Really?
So, not one, Ms. V. And one year I was like, you know what, never mind. I'm not going to do this because I never win. But I can't. It's like I'm addicted to being stupid. I don't know. But anyway, speaking
yeah,
of actions. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, I am. Is it not?
Can you
not able to hear me?
Yeah, it makes a funny, you know, it goes in and out. So if
okay.
You can talk directly.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
Pardon me?
No, I said one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on, Stephanie.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
That better?
Now, speaking of Axis, mm-hmm. you know, it just, you know, what in the letter, but Axis is a facility for people with physical disabilities. You know, what do they do there? You know, they work out. They have a gym there. They have different programs there, acupuncture, yoga, boxing, self-defense.
Zumba. Zumba.
Zumba. Okay, what else?
Karate.
What else they got going? Okay,
karate.
Really? Really?
Yes.
I didn't know about the karate. You know?
Yes, they have karate.
They do social events.
Lots of social events.
New going on. Your women's group.
Yes.
Tell us about your
women's
group, Ms. V.
Well, I started a women's group, me and a lady named Tori. And we started
on the line now.
Hi, Tori.
Hold on. No, I'm going to let her in. Hold on. Let me let her in. I'm about to let Tori in now.
Okay.
Tori, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Tori, how you doing? We're just talking about the women's group over at Axis that you and Ms. V started. She was telling us about the women's group. Go ahead, Ms. V.
Yeah, it's a women's group we decided to start because they didn't have one there. And we figured if, you know, we could bring some women together and we can all talk and talk about different things, different issues and stuff like that. And anybody who comes to the Access, if you want to, you can definitely come to the women's group. So far, we have one group so far, and I think it was really nice. How you think it was, Tori?
It was very nice, very interested, get to know each other. So I think it's very good. It was very good.
Yeah.
When does the group meet?
Out of their shyness.
When does your group meet?
We're going to do it every other Tuesday. Every other Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Okay, from 3 to what?
From 3
How
to 4.
Long does it go on? Okay, from 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that's every other Tuesday from 3 to 4 at the Axis Project, which is at 1325 Fifth Avenue in Manhattan between West 111th and West 112th. So an hour, that's kind of, is that enough time for you guys to get everything in? Because, you know,
I guess being that we just started out, we're going to start with an hour and see where it takes us.
Yes.
How did the other woman receive the group? You know, how were they shy? Were they, you know, how did it go?
We had one woman there that was sort of shy, but she opened up. But everybody else was just very talkative. Everybody else had, they had their issues that they knew they wanted to sort of bring about. We bring an issue to the table, and last week just so happened to be about food. We had somebody there who was a vegan, so she was, you know, telling us about how good vegan food is and how she's going to bring certain things. I asked her if she could bring a certain thing there and let us all taste it and stuff like that. Me, myself, I do eat a meatless chicken, and that's vegan, and I find it to be very good. I want to try some meatless pork chops, meatless ribs and pork chops and stuff like that. But the meatless chicken is good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get Tori to try some.
How does a woman, how does somebody, if they're interested in the group, is there certain person to contact? Can they just walk in or what?
Tell them, Tori.
They could get in touch with me or Vanita regarding the group. It's not a walk-in thing. You could get in touch with me or Vanita, as I said, and then we'll take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're already there on the day that it starts, we'll invite you to come sit in the group with us. And if you like it, you can come you can come every time.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. I'd like to come and visit you guys.
I would love that. I would love for you to come and be a guest.
Okay. Okay. Now, is it more of a support group or an empowerment group, or do you guys have a specific goal in mind, or what?
My thoughts was maybe women can come sit amongst other women who are possibly going through the same thing that they're going through,
mm-hmm.
and we can all talk about it. If you know, if they're going through something, or if they just want to get something off their chest, you know, or maybe they might want to know maybe something, you know, maybe they might want to know something and an issue will be brought up about it. What I'm going to do in the beginning, I think, Tori, maybe what we'll do is at the first 10 minutes of the group, we'll find out if anybody has any issues that they want to talk about. And if not, then we'll bring up our own thing that we're going to talk about for the day. But I want to give everybody a chance. If they want to come in with something, maybe something's on their mind or something like that, maybe they want to bring it up to us and we can all talk about it and support her.
That's great. That sounds like a really positive thing, you know, that can be very useful in a community, because I find that, you know, us with disabilities, a lot of times we have our medical needs taken care of, you know, our supply needs, medical equipment and everything like that, but sometimes there's nowhere for us to lean when we need to lean.
Sometimes we just want to reach out to other females that, you know, going through the same stuff that we going through, relationship problem at home, you know, medical, and, you know, so it's a good group, I think, we're starting off, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, what's so funny is there's somebody that was, I see women there at the gym that always there, and they saw me at the meeting talking and everything like that. Now when I see them, and I've seen them like 4 or 5 times after it, they actually come to me and talk to me, hi, how are you? And, you know, we have conversations and stuff, you know.
Yeah,
but that opens it up a little bit too, because maybe you see other women, and when you see them, just because they have a certain look on their face or whatever, might think, oh, I don't want to, you know.
Missy, tell them about what you thought.
Yep.
I just think it's so funny to look at.
When I first met Stephanie, Miss S, I saw her, and I saw a lot of people talking to her. So she's approachable. So one day she was sitting on the side and she was doing her own little thing, and I came up to her and made a comment about what she was doing. I made a comment about
patting my head.
And,
go ahead. I was patting my dog on head like I always am.
Okay, she was patting her head, and I said to her, girl, I know what that means. I know how it feels when it's time to go get your hair done, because a lot of us women who have to get relaxers and stuff put in our hair, when it's time to get it done, or if we have braids in our hair, we'll just pat it. So you don't want to scratch it, because when you put the relaxer in, it'll burn you. So she was sitting there patting her head. So I said, girl, I know what that means when it's how it feels when it's time to get your hair done, like that. And she just looked at me, and I was like, okay, I will never speak to that woman again. And look, me and Stephanie, we was at ICS in the Bronx, and both of us was waiting for our accessoride. And we started a conversation. And guess what? Is the sweetest person in the world. I thought about you that day when we sat out there and talked while waiting for accessoride. I thought about you the whole ride home. And that's shame. You should never just look at a person's appearance and think, you know, oh, I ain't speaking to that person, blah, blah, blah. You can't do that.
There's a saying, don't judge the book by its cover, and it's so true.
Yes, it is.
I get to know Stephanie because we was in the same women's group together, and I have to say, Stephanie is one of the sweetest, more gentlest person ever.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But I look hard. Come on.
Sweetheart.
I look like I know what I look like because sometimes
I look
mean,
at you. You look mean.
Yeah,
but
I look
not.
Mean because I'm always squinting
yes.
because I can't see. I cannot see. So if it's not 2 inches away from my face, I can't see. So I'm squinting, and I probably look like I'm mean mugging people. You know, so it's so funny to me, but it serves a purpose also, you know, that I didn't realize. It keeps a lot of crap away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if people think that I'm mean, now we done gave away the secret, you know, but if people think that I'm mean,
it's not
maybe
that.
They're not going to bring crap to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I just thought that was so funny. When Liz V told me that, I thought that was the most hysterical thing because I had also, I had an experience with one of my dearest, closest friends. She was going to have her baby, right? This is her fifth child. And, you know, she needed a sitter. So we had a mutual friend, and that friend was like, you know, well, I'll ask Stephanie. And she asked me. And I went to meet with this woman and meet her children and everything. And she said when she met me for the first time, she was afraid. She said, because you look so mean. You know, she didn't want to leave her children with me. She said, and then we started talking and you smiled. And everything was okay, you know. And I just thought that was so funny. You know, I think that look, man, that is so funny. That's hysterical to me because I'm not mean at all.
Like you said, sometimes that looks work. Like I could be riding down the street and somebody speaks, like a guy will speak to me, he'll notice if I don't answer him because he said something stupid or whatever, like, excuse me, ma'am, could I borrow some change? You ain't borrowing no change. You want my money. So I'll keep her riding, but you can't get offended because you see I got the earpiece in my ear. So, maybe she just didn't hear me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it works. Mm-hmm. It works. And if I have to mean face it to keep people away from me, I'll do it too.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I just can't see. Seriously. I have come into ICS and the girls from the group have been sitting together. I didn't know it was them, you know. I just go over to a table by myself or something like that. You know, they have to actually call me, Stephanie. You know, but I'm glad we met, though, Ms. V, and I'm glad you took another chance on me started talking to me because, like I told you, talking with you is so natural, you know, and it feels like, you know, you remind me of my mother. And so not a mother, but it's something about you that reminds me of my mother. You know, so it's like I feel a closeness to you already, you know.
Please don't let it get to your head, Miss V.
That's a question. I will speak to you.
Now she's going
to
rally. She's going
to
tell me what to do.
Yeah, right. Don't do that, woman. Yeah.
Dang, I didn't think to make a ride for the women's group. I'm going to have to come to the next one. But
No, it's not this week. It's next week. We're gonna do it next week.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Okay.
We have a few kinks we need to get out. Like the first time we had the group, we had it inside of the gym and people were just coming and you know, they didn't know it was a group, I guess. So they would just come and stand in, have a conversation and stuff like that.
Oh.
So we need to try to get a room. We need to find out what day is good that we can have this particular room
a private
there
space,
because they don't have too
space.
Many. They don't have too much private space.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Because that's important. Also, private space is important to the openness of the group and how open a woman is, a person is willing to be. You know, because you don't want to. You know, I'll tell you something, but I ain't gonna tell you in front of everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You said something, Tori?
No, I said that's true. What you're saying, you know, privacy.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's a lot to. That really does mean a lot.
I'm very happy for you, ladies, and I'm glad to see. I love to see people taking initiative to get things started in. You know, in the community. You know what I mean? I see we have another caller here. But what I want to do before that, I want to make an announcement about an event that is coming up. at ICS on Friday the 12th from 5 to 9. It is called The Blind Date at the Late Love Lounge, which ICS is going to be transformed into a lounge, and we're going to have some performances, some live performances, and I think it'll be a wonderful, wonderful time and something different for the community. You know, we're going to have a live performance by a comedian. This comedian has been on television. It's a book about him, you know, and he's a very, very active person of different ability, because this man does not have a disability, because he does too much to be called a disabled person. But we're looking forward to that. He is hilarious. He really is, and I think everybody will enjoy his performance. But it should be a really nice time. You know, please, no children. Yes, he is. Nice to look at. Nice on the eyes. But and engaged. He's engaged, so don't look too hard.
Oh, is he?
But,
oh, I'm beating him up.
Yes, he is.
I'm beating Damien up. I'm beating him up.
But please, if you like to attend this event, please call, you can RSVP at events@icsny.org, and there is a number also, but... like a bad host, I'm not prepared with that number. But it'll be on my page, Stephanie Wallace. It'll be on my page and on the ICS page, Independence Care System. But please, no children at this event, because this is a mature adult event. The subject matter may lead to conversations and language that is inappropriate for children. Mm-hmm. And we have a live comedian in the house, and it can get fun. Let's put it like that. Inappropriate for children.
Come on,
but
you don't
do not bring children. Pardon me?
I said
raunchy,
then I said
no. Yo, we
don't
do raunch. We got some class. We don't do raunch. You
not
know.
Yet.
But
yet.
I'm going to let the caller in and see if they want to talk.
Okay.
So please hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hello, Cola. How are you, Cola 1588? Would you like to talk to us today?
Good morning.
Pardon me?
It's such a good thing.
I know.
Hello.
Why do you think I'm so excited? How are you?
I came on the call a little late.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't say much, except I'm proud of the women's group that's going to be at Access. I'm going to come.
Oh, great.
Because,
That's great.
Who's this?
This is Sasha. This is Sasha.
This is Sasha,
Ms. B.
Okay. Hi, Tasha.
Hi. How are you?
Great, sweetie. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the group. It won't be this Tuesday. It'll be next Tuesday.
Yeah, Sasha's next Tuesday.
Okay. Good.
All right, so we can remind each other.
I'll be there.
Great.
Okay, Sasha, I'm going to let you go. All righty?
Okay.
Thanks,
everyone.
All right, love you.
Love you,
okay. Too.
Wait. Did your team, yesterday, you were rooting for the Broncos, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have to reevaluate our friendship.
I was the oddball in my house.
You did what in your house?
I was the oddball. Everyone kept saying, shut up. I was like, oh, well.
I listen, that's two strikes against you. You know we got that borough thing we got going on because you keep big up in the Bronx.
That
Bronx thing, and now we got this. So, you know, Brooklyn all day. All right?
Well, that's to be nice. It was
my
birthday weekend.
All right, okay. Okay, I forgot about your birthday. I'll give you that, and for the rest of the month, I won't bother you. Okay? Next
okay.
month is on.
Cool.
All right, I love you. All right.
I love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye. Ms.
Bye, sweetie.
Oh, she's gone. She's gone. Okay. Another thing I wanted to mention is that at ICS, they have a new group, and it's called the Rainbow Connection. And it is an LGBTQ group. And for people who, you know, are interested in that lifestyle, and you can speak with Latricia James over at ICS. If you give ICS a call and ask to speak to Latricia James to find out more information about that group. They meet on Wednesdays, every other Wednesday from 1 to 3. I don't know when the next meeting is. You could call Latricia James over at ICS to find out more information about that. But I think that's a good thing for the community because, you know, when you coming into a new community, you know, you try and find out where you fit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are maybe living a lifestyle, you know, your LGBTQ lifestyle, you know, one of
what's
the
that,
other.
What's that stand for?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual,
sexual.
Transgender.
Oh.
Is it transgender?
Okay.
And or questioning lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
You know, you might have you might be trying to find a place to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to have a group like this
mm-hmm.
is a good thing. You know, a
mm-hmm.
good thing. You know, to find some place. You know, to fit in. So that's a very good thing if you guys want to check that out. You know, and just some other things coming up. The last Saturday of every month, we're going to be over at Axis with Laid. And what I'm trying to do, and I'd like to do, is to get some other people involved in this Laid movement project or whatever, you know, to find out what it is that you guys want to hear and what you want to talk about. So you can contact me at 901-609-LAID. That's 901-609-5243, you know, to give me a call, talk to me about your ideas, or contact me at laidevents@gmail.com, because I want this to be about the community. You know what I mean? It can't always be what I want to talk about, you
okay.
know, because I don't know that much.
Very smart
you know,
to me.
So, well, you know, that's whatever, but I'm not, you understand, all the different perspectives that we have out there, people need to talk about what they need to talk about. You know, and it can't just be the same thing every time. So we have a platform, guys. We have every Saturday, every last Saturday of the month at Axis, we get a chance to come and speak about the things that are important to us and share with each other, educate each other, you know, and then afterwards we can party. You know, well, you don't get a better deal than that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So contact me, and we have less than 1 minute left for the end of the show. Tori and Ms. V, thank you so much. Anytime you want to come on and promote your group, talk about what's going on in your group, give me a call. We can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? We have this is the platform for us, for our community, okay?
Right.
Yeah. And don't forget, guys, we are every Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, www.blogtalkradio.com/laid. You can call into the show at 347-308-8494. Good night, ladies. I love you, and thank you
so much.
Good night,
baby. Good night. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for having us. good night.
Bye, Carrie.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye.